Each year, the Ophthalmologist magazine publishes their power list of the top 100 influential ophthalmologists from around the world, and two consultant ophthalmologists from Moorfields Eye Hospital in London have come in the top 10. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Pierce Keane, Professor of Artificial Medical Intelligence at UCL Institute of Ophthalmology and a consultant ophthalmologist at Moorfields Eye Hospital, who has come number 10 in the power list 2022 for his work investigating AI-powered diagnosis of eye disease. Hello, Pierce. Welcome to Connect Radio and congratulations on coming number 10th in the Ophthalmologist Power List 2022.
Hi, Toby. Well, let me just thank you for inviting me to come to talk to you. It's really a great honor. Thank you.
Pierce, firstly, would you be able to outline to me in layman terms what artificial powered diagnosis is all about and how new this all may be? Because I don't think the last time I went to see my eye consultant that AI diagnosis was something that I came across. And am I right in thinking that all this work started with a formal collaboration between Moorfields Eye Hospital and Google DeepMind?
Yeah, so where to begin then? I guess if you don't mind me taking a slightly roundabout way of answering the first part of the question, which is to say, you know, first of all, what is AI? You know, why is everybody so excited about artificial intelligence? And so there's lots of different definitions of AI, but I guess the one that I prefer is something about artificial intelligence is trying to essentially teach machines or teach computers to perform tasks that you would normally think that if a human did that task, it would require some sort of level of intelligence. And so that's AI, and that was a term that was first introduced back in the 1950s. And what's been so exciting in recent years is that there's been a lot of progress in a subset of AI, which is called machine learning. And the idea of machine learning is essentially that you develop these algorithms based on data, based on being trained on large amounts of data, and that they learn from patterns in the data. And essentially, there's a subtype of machine learning, which is called deep learning. And this is using a technology called artificial neural networks. And essentially, these are computational models that superficially resemble the brain in the way that they process information. And so what's happened in the last decade is that the computers have become powerful enough and we've had access to large enough data sets outside of healthcare that this deep learning has become really kind of powerful. And so that's the basis now of things like speech recognition. If you use voice assistants like Amazon Alexa or Siri from Apple or things like that, it's the basis of language translation. It's the basis of image recognition. And it's even the basis of self-driving cars, which, of course, are in development at the moment. And so that's my roundabout way of answering the question. And so that technology has slowly started to percolate into healthcare. And the idea is, you know, if you can use your phone to take a picture of like a flower in your garden and it will automatically tell you what type of flower it is, that maybe you can use the same technologies to screen or diagnose people for eye disease. And so, for example, can you train an artificial neural network to be able to diagnose diabetic retinopathy from a retinal photograph or diagnose age-related macular degeneration from an OCT scan, an optical coherence tomography scan?
What are the sort of AI algorithms doing when they're checking for the early signs of conditions like age-related macular degeneration? And are they much faster than, say, a human ophthalmologist?
Yeah, so I think there's lots of different applications that we could potentially look for. So it could be, for example, helping someone who's already a retinal specialist and giving them more precise measurements of fluid or bleeding at the back of the eye in patients with wet age-related macular degeneration or diabetic macular edema or other retinal diseases. But really what our work has been focused on is actually seeing if these advances in AI can bring world-leading expertise out of specialized centers, potentially into the communities of patients. And so this is the idea that suppose you go to, you know, your local optometrist in the high street to have a your glasses checked, or you've developed some visual symptoms and you go to your local optometrist. They often now offer advanced imaging, such as these OCT, these optical coherence tomography scans, as part of a routine glasses check. And what we want to do with our AI system is that that system can essentially identify if there's any potentially sight-threatening diseases on the scan, so that the any patients with those diseases could be prioritized to go and see someone like me, a retina specialist in a large hospital service.
What are all the sort of benefits of all this AI diagnosis to both you as an ophthalmologist and, of course, your patients too? And I suppose people are probably starting to see AI diagnosis in clinics at the moment, I suspect.
So I think there's lots of potential benefits. I think, you know, if we talk about tools such as artificial intelligence systems for diabetic retinopathy screening, well, I think that's something that, you know, I think it would be a nice thing to have in the UK, but actually it's something that would be even much more powerful in low and middle income countries where they don't already have established screening services for diabetic eye disease. And essentially the AI tools could be used to sort of deploy a screening service in a cost-effective way. I think in terms of the things that I describe, my own work, the project that we have between Moorfields and Google and DeepMind, it's more about identifying early those people with the sight-threatening disease to prioritize those people for treatment. Because one of the challenges that we face in the National Health Service in the UK is that ophthalmology is actually the busiest of all the medical specialties in terms of clinic appointments. And so the problem is that, you know, unfortunately, we're drowning in the numbers of patients that we need to see, if that's not too brutal a way to characterize it. And so, you know, we get so many referrals. And as an example, back in 2016, we had about 7,000 urgent new patient referrals as possible wet macular degeneration, just to Moorfields. Now, of those 7,000, only 800 of those patients actually had wet AMD. And so, of course, that puts the system under a huge strain. And it means for the patients who actually have wet AMD, sometimes they might wait a little bit longer than they should to actually be seen and treated. Whereas we're saying we can use AI to identify those patients, get them in, get them seen, get them treated. And all of the evidence suggests earlier diagnosis equals earlier treatment equals safe sight.
Piers, what do you see as the future for AI diagnosis within ophthalmology for the detection of some of the eye conditions that we've mentioned and also maybe treatment in the future as well?
So, as I've mentioned, I think it's all about bringing world-leading expertise out of specialized centers into the community and potentially into the homes of patients in the future. Because the fact of the matter is that there's a number of chronic eye diseases. So I think of macular degeneration, I think of glaucoma, I think of diabetic eye disease. And there's a number of these conditions where we have good treatments for these conditions. And in many cases, we can stop people from going blind from these conditions. However, there's still a massive burden on patients. And so, you know, if you have AMD, we can potentially stop you from going blind. But at the same time, you have to come into the hospital every 4 to 6 weeks or every 8 weeks for injections over the period of many years. Or if you've got glaucoma, you need to come in for regular checks. And, you know, if you're a patient, you might have to wait, you know, a few hours just for each appointment. And the appointment might be, you know, a 5 minute or 10 minute consultation that you waited a few hours for. And that's a huge burden on patients. And maybe if we can sort of use this technology, we can lessen the burden by doing a lot more of this kind of monitoring of treatment for chronic eye disease in the community or maybe even in the homes of patients in the future.
What does it mean to you, Piers, and Moorfields Eye Hospital for you and a number of your fellow ophthalmologists coming in the sort of top end of the Ophthalmologist Power List 2022?
I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's nice to be personally mentioned, but of course, I think what I feel even much prouder about was seeing the huge representation from Moorfields and the representation from ophthalmologists in the UK. And just to say, my background is that I'm from Dublin in Ireland. I went to medical school there, did my initial ophthalmology training in Ireland. And so for me, moving to the UK and getting a job in Moorfields was like a dream come true for me. That was something that I really aspired to. And I looked on with kind of awe at some of the famous names that I would read about in Moorfields, people like Professor Alan Bird and the like. And so to be able to now have to be a consultant at Moorfields and to be featured in such a list really feels like a dream come true for me.
Finally, if people would like to find out more about the amazing work that you've been doing around AI diagnosis, Pierce, is there anywhere that people can go to find out more and follow the future developments of AI within ophthalmology?
So I think there's lots of resources. I think probably the first place to go to is the Moorfields Eye Hospital website. And you can, on that website, you can find a lot of the latest news about all of the exciting research that we're doing. If you're interested more specifically in my research, then doing a search for my name in Google or in something like YouTube, also there's a lot of the lectures that I've given that are available online for free, and you can listen or watch to those lectures there.
Well, Pierce, congratulations again on coming number 10 in the Ophthalmologist magazine Power List for 2022. And thank you so much for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Toby.